During an appearance at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting in Kansas City, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack sought to dispel the notion that USDA isn't paying attention to the needs of production agriculture. Vilsack said there is a lot of work going on inside the department on behalf of commercial-scale farmers and ranchers in the areas that matter most, production research and exports.
We have the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Focused on our external research that is going to continue to look at ways in which we can make agriculture in this country, which is extraordinarily productive, even more so. And we have worked for the last 6 months on a biotechnology strategy, and we are very close to being able to put the strategic plan or the vision out. In the area of exports, I've taken three trips so far, international trips. Two of them were trade-oriented to Africa. To the AGOA conference, and recently to China and Philippines. And we made some progress in these trips. Markets are opening up. Markets that were closed are going to be reopened. And we continue to work on difficult issues, the beef issue in particular, with Japan and Korea and Taiwan and China.
According to Vilsack, USDA's interest in supporting organic agriculture and small farms reflects the need to repopulate rural communities.
We want communities to be vibrant and economically viable. You look at the Ag Census and you see 108,000 new farming operations started in the last 5 years in the category of sales less than $10,000. 108,000 new opportunities for growth in agriculture. Why wouldn't we be for that? Why wouldn't we look for ways to help them as well? Because at the end of the day, if we increase productivity and we focus on exports and we increase the nutritional value of what we're eating in this country, there will be expanded markets for everyone.
Most of Vilsack's remarks to farm broadcasters focused on the Obama administration's efforts to assist producers who are struggling due to depressed market conditions. He announced an additional $50 million purchase of pork for federal feeding programs, the third supplemental pork buy this calendar year, and said the department was working on a system and process for distributing $290 million in emergency aid to dairy farmers in an expedited and regionally equitable fashion.
It is our goal that checks will be received by producers by the holidays, and we're working feverishly to get that done because we know that resource is important and necessary for dairy operations.
On the permanent disaster program included in the Farm Bill, Vilsack expressed his belief that the SURE program will be up and running by the end of December. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan in Kansas City.